Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everyone. Good evening and welcome to my life coaching show. And tonight we're going to do something very, very different that I haven't done before. And my new book that I just published a little while ago, and I started recording all the chapters in audio. And I decided that because this is to do with weight control, the name of the book is How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way. And what I'm going to do this evening is I'm going to play the introduction and the first chapter and maybe even the second chapter. We'll see how that goes. And it's the first time that I play some clips on the show here, so bear with me. Now, you can call in live to ask questions live on the air, and the number to call is 563-999-3004. And I really welcome all of your questions. And if you're listening to this on the playback, on the recording, look at all the other shows because, there's all kinds of incredible information on all kinds of subjects. Last Sunday, we had a spiritual show, and we'll have another one next Sunday. And tomorrow evening, although I haven't booked it yet, tomorrow evening, we're going to talk about making money from home. And so without further ado, I'm going to play the audio. It actually is the introduction and chapter one together. And the introduction is almost like a small chapter, actually. So sit back, relax, and try to get rid of distractions and pay attention to what it is that I'm trying to tell you. Because I promise you, this is a whole new perspective on weight control. There's no dieting involved in my system, which I perfected way back in 1996. And there's no dieting. There's no strenuous exercises. And we're going to talk about that tonight. And I'm going to play the clip, first clip, and then we'll go on from there. So bear with me. It's the first time I've done the clip here, so bear with me. We'll see if that works okay. Here we go. Well, hi there, everyone. Armin Dupuy here again. And as I promised, today I'm going to start my audiobook series from my book. I'm going to read from my book, How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way, The Hidden Secrets to Losing Weight for Life by Armin Dupuy, and that's me. And what I'm going to do here is just read the book. I'm not going to be on video. That way you don't get distractions from the visuals. You'll learn way faster if you just sit back, get rid of distractions, sit back, close your eyes, and listen to what it is that I'm trying to tell you. Let's begin. First, I'm not going to go into the copyright stuff, and then the dedication. So I'll begin now. Dedication. I am dedicating this, my first book, to my deceased wife, Angelina. Without her nearly 19 years of help and support, this book would never have been written. Table of contents. First is the introduction, and that actually could have been called the chapter because it's really a good foundation. There, you can't skip that. It's like part of the book. Chapter 1, Your Lazy Weight Loss Journey Begins. Chapter 2, The Quick Start to Lose Weight. Chapter 3, The Intelligent Teachings, Taking Charge of Your Mind. Chapter 4, Metabolism and Exercise. Chapter 5, Food Secrets. Chapter 6, Changing Your Lifestyle the Lazy Way. Chapter 7, Burning More Fat Faster. Chapter 8, The Emotional Eating Secret. And Chapter 9, Conclusion, and then there's resources. Let's begin. Introduction. The Lazy Way to Lose Weight is the easiest weight loss program on the planet, and more importantly, the weight stays off. It all began in January of 1981, when I was teaching this life coaching class, showing people how to access higher states of consciousness in order to improve their lives in every way. However, I had a number of classes, but in this one particular class, almost everyone in the class had the same question for me, and I quote, "How do I use these mental techniques which you're teaching us in order to change my lifestyle so that I can keep the weight off?" Oh, that's easy. And a new easy weight loss system was born, which works with everyone. In this book, you will learn why dieting doesn't work and how to lose weight without dieting, because if you are not going hungry, common sense has to tell you that it has to be much easier than dieting, any diet. Secondly, you're going to learn the easiest fat-burning exercise ever, and there is not even a close second for fat-burning, because all the really hard exercises burn mostly sugar. Do you see the problem yet? Number one, the weight loss clinics put you on a diet which, of course, slows down your metabolism and makes your problem worse. And number two, the fitness experts give you sugar-burning exercises to try to burn fat. These two problems are the reason why the failure rate with the accepted methods is 95%. Just look around you. But the biggest secret of all, which no one else will reveal to you, is how to take control of your mind in order to easily control your lifestyle so that you can keep the weight off. That's the only way to lose all of your extra weight without struggle. And if there is no struggle, that's the lazy way to getting slim successfully. To get the most out of this book, read all the chapters in order so that you understand the foundation, because the chapters build upon one another, and this is totally different than what you've been told before about losing weight for life. There are two ways to do this. You can read the whole book from cover to cover, and then go back and only read one chapter per day, once or twice, and take the time to reflect on what you have learned, and more importantly, put the teachings in practice. Secondly, you can begin by only reading and implementing one chapter per day. It's your choice. Enjoy. Chapter 1, Your Lazy Weight Loss Journey Begins. My name is Armand, and I'm going to be your companion and guide on your slimming journey. Chances are that you've tried many different diets, and you always gain it back. And you've probably also tried many different forms of exercise. So what is the real problem here? The real problem is that you have been misled on both diet and exercise, and they get rich by keeping you coming back year after year and buying all kinds of useless stuff. So let's begin your journey together. Now we come to your first two challenges. And if we can overcome these two challenges, we're on our way. The first is that you have to take everything that you think you know about weight control and throw it out the window, because it's not working. And the failure rate with the accepted theories, as I said, results in a 95% failure rate. Secondly, you have to be willing to learn something new, because same old is simply not working. Now that we have that out of the way, let's move on with diet and exercise. Since dieting is really hard, the lazy way to lose weight would be to lose weight without dieting, seriously, and I'm going to show you how to do that in the following chapters. In Chapter 5, we are going to focus on food, and food is the least important of the three critical factors which you need to address to lose weight, and you'll see how easy it actually is. Next, we want the lazy way to exercise. And here I have some really good news, because over 95% of all weight loss exercises burn mostly sugar and practically no fat. Now do you understand why you've been struggling to burn fat? So the lazy way to exercise is to do a really easy exercise, which also happens to be the best fat-burning exercise. And there's not even a close second for fat-burning. And we will cover that in Chapter 4. Chapter 3 and 6 are the most important chapters in this book, because here you're going to learn how to take charge of your lifestyle by taking charge of your mind. And this is going to be a very pleasant journey within, learning how to easily take control of your subconscious mind. That is the ultimate secret to your success. Nothing else will work permanently for losing weight. As a bonus, principles you will learn can be applied to any part of your life. Everything from business to talent development, and this is so easy that I have even taught it to kids. There is one side effect, however, and that is you will automatically remove a lot of stress from your life. But Chapter 2 is the quick start to get you started losing weight right away. And you are going to be given some simple things to do, all of it easy, and that will give you results that you can measure every week. You'll quickly realize for yourself that this time you are going to succeed in losing weight, because you are losing weight without struggle, you are not dieting ever, you are not doing any strenuous exercises ever, the only side effect is de-stressing, and the weight stays off. Now that we have the foundation, here is the next step before we move on to Chapter 2 and the quick start to losing weight. Make a list of all the ways that your life would change once you have achieved your ideal weight. Take a moment to reflect on that and do it right now. Write them down before you move on to the next chapter and try to list at least 10, because you will need that list in the quick start in the next chapter, because I'm going to show you how to manifest them in your life. Enjoy and have fun with this. Well, there you have it. That's the introduction in chapter one, actually. And basically, you know, it is a whole different way of looking at things. And the most important thing here is that this works with everyone. I mean, look, let's be honest. The whole problem with weight control, you know, and even though you may or may not want to accept that, is about lifestyle. And the only way you will ever keep it off is to change your lifestyle. And with all kinds of little things that are involved, none of it is difficult. This is so easy. I mean, think about it. You know, if you're doing a really easy exercise, the best ultimate fat-burning exercise is the easiest exercise on the planet, okay? And if you're not having to do any hard exercises and you're not dieting, I mean, yes, of course, you'll make little changes in your lifestyle over time, but, you know, let's say you want to make a change. You're not going to jump in tomorrow morning and start doing things differently, because that ain't going to work. It's not going to happen, you know. And we try to stick to a healthier way of eating and, you know, stick to an exercise program. And how long does that last? You know, a few days, a few weeks, you know, a few hours? And why is that? And as we progress, you're going to get to understand why that is, why it works that way. And, you know, you have to be totally open to learning something new. Because, listen, the accepted theories, the failure rate is 95%. Listen, I live in Canada. I'm Canadian living in Canada. But I always use the U.S. as the for statistics, simply because it's, you know, 10 times the size. And the U.S. is usually the leader in most things, including obesity. And in the U.S., depending on who you listen to, which statistics you look at, somewhere between 75 to 80% of the total U.S. population is overweight, and about 40, 41%, about half of those are obese. And so there's something very, very wrong with that picture, you know? And you take all the weight loss clinics, for example, they have no, they don't want you to succeed. Think of it this way. Look at it realistically. Look, it's about money. And if the weight loss clinic was to show you how to lose the weight for good, they have lost a client for good. Think about that. No, every single weight loss clinic has their own diet. And they try to convince you that my diet is better than the other guy's diet, right? I mean, you know that. And, you know, you look at the commercials, for example. You look, there's thousands of commercials for weight control. And when have you ever seen a commercial for weight control where they tell you that you're going to keep it off? Never. Because they know you're not going to keep it off. Because every single diet, it doesn't matter which one that it is, whether it's low calorie, low fat, low carbs, low points, low whatever. I joke and say low unicorns, right? It doesn't matter. If you are quote-unquote dieting, it slows your metabolism. And, of course, that makes your problem worse. That's the way it is. You know that. And so, you know, so you have to find a way to lose the weight without dieting and making your problem worse. That's just common sense. But then, you know, sense isn't always that common. And so you have to look at the realities of what's going on. And, you know, really, you know, people are eating all kinds of garbage. But even if you eat the healthiest food that money can buy in your local area, and, you know, assuming you live in North America, for example, I know more about Canada and U.S. than I do about other countries. And, you know, you look at the situation and you buy the best food that money can buy, well, guess what? Of your micronutrients. Because it's not in the plants, it's not in the food you buy, because it's not in the soil. And that's a whole different story, and we talk about it as we progress through the chapters. Anyway, so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play the quick start. Now, the quick start is exactly what it means. That's a quick start. And it's probably the most important chapter of all, because it opens up the door to where this is all going. Now, the most important chapters are actually chapter 3 and 6, because that's dealing with the mind. Because the only way, you see, instead of, trying to eat healthier, you want to get rid of something, you want to, you know, change your diet, you want to get rid of a bad food. Well, usually people try to struggle with willpower to stay away from the food. Well, it doesn't work. Why? Because you are struggling with willpower to make a conscious change in something that belongs in your subconscious mind. So in my coaching, I show you how to access your subconscious mind and make the change there. And this is not hard. It's not, this is not rocket science, not a complicated psychology. I have taught this to kids with awesome results, you see. And so, anyway, let's move on to the quick start. And this is going to give you, you might want to have your pen and paper handy. And again, I'll repeat the number here is 563-999-3004. 563-999-3004. And you dial that number and you can actually ask your questions live on air. So I'm going to just play the next clip, which is chapter 2. And the chapter 2, which is the quick start, it gives you the overall picture and some practical things to do, covering every little aspect of the program. And then, of course, when we move on to the next chapter, which we'll cover next week, it gets into the mind, and then we go deeper. Each chapter goes deeper and deeper into everything. And so it's not a very long book, actually, and you can actually go to Amazon, and if you happen to have Amazon Prime or Kindle Unlimited, you could probably get to read my book for free, the whole thing. But anyway, in the meantime, let's go move on to that second clip. Chapter 2. Hi, and welcome, everyone. Armin Dupa here again with another chapter of my audiobook, How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way. If this is your first time listening to my audiobook series, you are going to discover secrets which no one else will tell you about losing weight the easy way. However, all the chapters build upon one another. So it's important as you go back to the first chapter in the audiobook series, which is Introduction and Chapter 1. As always, get rid of distractions, sit back, close your eyes and relax, and listen to what it is that I'm trying to tell you. By closing off one of your five senses, your abilities in your other four senses are increased proportionately. And if you focus on only one sense, your hearing, for example, your ability to learn and understand goes up way more than 20%. So sit back and enjoy as you listen to the next chapter. Chapter 2, The Quick Start to Lose Weight. Welcome to The Quick Start. Now, this quick start is exactly what it means. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover the three critical areas that you have to address successfully in order to achieve your ideal weight permanently. Now, all three steps are very simple. The first is diet, and I don't mean dieting here. Secondly is metabolism and exercise. And third is about the mind, and that's the real secret to your success. Now, in this chapter, I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of theory. I'm going to give you some simple tasks to do that will start you losing weight right away. Weight loss that you can measure every week. And as the lessons progress for the rest of this book, you need to realize that it never gets any harder than what you're going to learn in this chapter. And I think it's a very important point to make, because on most weight loss programs, it gets harder and harder the longer you stay on it. And then when you can't take it anymore and go off the diet or whatever, then you gain it all back with a vengeance. With dietless slimming, however, it starts out real easy and gets easier and easier as you progress, especially if you follow all these simple steps, and in particular, the teachings on the mind, because that's the key to the whole thing, which will guarantee that it stays off. More importantly, taking charge of your mind is the one thing which will make your weight loss journey the easiest you have ever been on, because that's the lazy way to lose weight. So let's get started. First, weigh and measure yourself. Don't be afraid of the numbers, because you need to know where you're starting from. Otherwise, how do you know if you're succeeding? Psychologically, it is very important that you see your results in black and white in front of you, in numbers, not, I think I'm losing. The best time to measure is first thing in the morning after going to the bathroom, but before you eat or drink. Step on the scale and write it down in your chart. Next, take all of your measurement and write them down. You can download the charts on my website, and the link is in the resource page at the end of this book. Actually, it's 123slim.org. Now, every week, you take your measurement on the same day, and you will only weigh yourself again in 4 weeks. Secondly, most importantly, is your mindset, but with a really big difference compared to what most people think of as mindset. The Entelechy Teachings is what my training has come to be called, because the word Entelechy means the complete actuality as opposed to or as compared to potentiality. In other words, making something real instead of just having it remain a fantasy. Becoming slim as opposed to having it just be a fantasy in your mind like, I wish. So, Entelechy means to make it happen, and that's what these whole teachings are about. So that's the Entelechy Teachings, and it began with the mind a long, long time ago, but that's another story. So, let's get started. And I promised you that it was going to be fun, and it is. And here's what I want you to do now. In Chapter 1, I asked you to make a list of how your life would change if you were to achieve and maintain your ideal weight. Your life would be different this way and that way, etc. Now here's what you do next, and this is very, very important. And again, we're going to get deeper into it in the next chapter. Create a fantasy in your mind. A fantasy. Pretend. Daydream. Close your eyes. Pretend that you have already achieved your ideal weight, and you're experiencing the changes from your list. Whether it would be having a new soulmate in your life or whatever, put two or three of those things that were on your list into your fantasy. This is one of the top three mind secrets which you will ever learn. In your fantasy, I call it your movie, you have already achieved your goals. This is critical. You are not trying to lose weight. You have already lost it all. Done deal. End of story. However, if that's all you did, I promise you it would remain nothing more than a fantasy, unless you spent many moons doing it. But this is only a very first step, a very important first step in a very process. And in the next chapter, we get deeper into it. Okay, so for now, that's all you have to do is create a fantasy, integrate some of those things from your list in this fantasy, and allow yourself to just enjoy that fantasy. Allow yourself to feel how it would feel if you already had it. Have these fantasy experiences in your mind as often as you want. And guess what? Taking charge of your mind never gets any harder than this. And you will realize that for yourself as the chapters go by and you implement what you are learning. So that's step one. When we get into the mind in the next chapter, we're going to get into more of the theory, the whys and wherefores, and so on, and get much deeper into it. But for now, this is all you have to do, and it never gets any harder than that. Metabolism and exercise. Now, metabolism is a very complex subject, so much so that most doctors and most fitness experts haven't got a clue about metabolism as it relates to weight control and fat burning, because they're looking at it from all these complicated perspectives, when in reality, it is quite simple. There's only one thing that you have to understand about metabolism as far as we're concerned with this program. Metabolism, in the context of weight control, simply means, is your body a sugar burner or a fat burner? That's it. That's all it means. Here is the first thing you need to understand about metabolism and exercise, and that is, you will never, ever achieve and maintain your ideal weight without exercise. End of story. That's a given, because without exercise, you can't eat little enough to maintain an ideal weight and still get enough nutrition into your body to be healthy. It's not possible. That's the bottom line. So here's what you need to do. You need to build some fat-burning muscle mass so that you can eat normally and take in enough nutrition whilst burning off those extra calories. Simple, simple. That's all you have to do. Here's the thing. The goal with your exercise is not to burn fat. Surprise, surprise. The goal is to build a layer of fat-burning muscle mass over your whole body in the most efficient way possible. Of course, you are going to burn some fat during your workout as a side effect, but more importantly, because you now have more fat-burning muscle mass over your whole body, you will also burn more fat all day long, be it walking from one office to the other, chasing your kids, or even walking from the couch to the fridge. And the ultimate fat-burning exercise is walking. The walking secrets. Your first goal is to walk for at least 20 minutes without stopping and walk as slowly as you have to in order to accomplish that. In Chapter 4, I'm going to explain all the reasons why, and also you will learn some powerful walking secrets to burn more fat faster. But for now, let's keep it simple. I'm just going to tell you what you need to do, and it's not going to be hard. Here's the first step. Go for a brisk walk, but walk slowly enough that you can walk for at least 20 minutes without stopping. That is your first goal. In Chapter 4, we're going to take your walking to a whole new fat-burning level, but it never gets any harder than this. Food. Now let's get on to food. And the big question is, what are you going to have to give up? Of course you realize that you're going to have to give up stuff, right? The first and most important thing you are going to have to give up is a bad habit which you most likely have. And that is, give up dieting. No more dieting, ever. And yes, you'll make some simple little changes over time to the food you eat. And if you're using the mental techniques that you're learning, it's going to be simple to achieve those goals because I'm going to give you enough knowledge and the tools so that you can be your own weight loss coach. Okay, let's move on to your food plan. Rule number one, all the food that you normally eat, and I'm talking about when you're not dieting, whatever you eat in your normal day-to-day, week-to-week, etc., is what I'm talking about here. And in the beginning, all the food that you're used to eating in your normal day-to-day eating, from the time you get up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night, you are still allowed to eat. That's why you're not going to get hungry. However, I want you to eat it all between the hours of 12 noon and 8 p.m. Now, first of all, you can't squeeze all the food you used to eat all day long into that time period, unless you're really forcing yourself to do so. So you are going to eat less automatically without dieting. Also, if you eat all that food, or at least a good chunk of it between noon and 8 p.m., you're not going to be hungry after 8 p.m. either. Okay, so far so good. Now, morning is the problem because you haven't eaten since 8 p.m. yesterday, and now you're getting up in the morning and your stomach wants some food. And they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So, rule number two, from the time you get up in the morning until 12 noon, you can eat as much fruit as you want, no limit. What kind of fruit? It does not matter. Mix it up a little bit. It's better in nutritional value if you have a bit of variety. Whatever fruit you enjoy, and you can eat as much as you want. However, if you're not used to eating a lot of fruit, and you start just picking out on fruit, you could get the runs, okay? So, moderation in the beginning, but you will get to the point within a few days or so, or it could be a week or two at the most, where you're able to eat literally as much fruit as you want all morning. And then, if you're hungry, for example, don't eat an apple. Eat three or four. It does not matter because you will not gain 1 gram of fat. That's the basic rules for food. Never any dieting, and it never gets any more difficult than this. All the food you're used to eating, you can still continue to eat it, but eat it between 12 noon and 8 p.m. Like I said, if you're eating fruit all morning, it's not going to put a gram of fat in your body. But you're becoming more nutritionally satisfied so that you wind up eating even less between 12 noon and 8 p.m. And also, that's as hard as it ever gets. Well, congratulations for listening to the whole audio. And remember to go back and listen to previous chapters because as you go through the chapters, for example, you finish the whole book on audio or print, and then when you go back to the first chapter, you will understand a whole bunch of stuff that you missed before because you are now listening to it from a different state of consciousness on the subject. If you want to get the whole book immediately, just go to the resource page on my weight loss website at 123slim.org, and you'll find the links to everything, including my book on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime or a Kindle Unlimited, you may be able to go and actually read it for free. For my resource page, like I said, just go to 123slim.org. Depending on which platform you're hearing this, remember to subscribe or follow, give me a like or thumbs up, and if you're on YouTube, make sure that you ring that bell so that you don't miss any of my new chapters. Also, I really appreciate your comments and questions, and on that note, I'll say au revoir. Well, there you have it. A little repetition from what I said before. But yeah, basically, the quick start, you know, that is the whole thing. You know, all the future chapters, it just goes deeper and deeper into it. For example, in chapter 3 now, we get really deeper into the mind. How to make those changes in your lifestyle the easy way. You see, the thing is that to make a change in your subconscious mind is not only easy, actually fun. You know, years ago, and I mentioned this in some of my other chapters, years ago, I was living in Toronto at the time, Toronto, Canada, and I had a music school. I'm not a musician, but I hired teachers for that. But I did teach the kids one simple little technique. And with that technique, they were actually learning to play music at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed. Actually, we just cleaned up in competition. I remember our very first competition we went to was in Chicago with the American Guild of Music, and we took 11 kids down to Chicago, and we came home with 23 trophies, and the rest, as they say, is history. And the reason I mention that is because in my life coaching, for example, there's really 3 levels of it, okay? And it's not like, you know, here's the first course for $300, here's the second course for $3,000. I don't do that, okay? People that pay me for my private coaching lessons, they pay me by the month. There's no contract. You take my coaching as long as you need to. And most people stay with me at least 3 to 6 months, and I've had people stay with me 2 to 3 years, and some even longer. And the reason I mention that is because what I call level one is actually the knowledge is all in this book. The whole book here that you're going to be hearing, or you can get it on Amazon, is actually level one. And level two, because basically in level one, I actually teach you in this book how to function at the alpha brainwave levels. And that takes the power of your mind to a whole new level. In level two, we learn to go down to theta. You know, the brainwave levels, if you were to measure your brainwave frequency with an EEG, electroencephalograph, you find that, you know, we have 3 basic frequencies, the beta, the alpha, the theta, and delta. And most people function in beta, usually around somewhere, you know, 21 hertz is kind of the average. And when you go to bed at night, for example, and you fall asleep, your brainwaves begin to slow down, and somewhere around 14 hertz, you fall asleep. And anyway, so basically, you know, my training for this first level in this book, as you progress, is how to go down to 12 hertz. And that, as you lower your brainwave frequencies, the power of your mind, the power or your ability to make changes in your life the easy way grows exponentially. That's the way that it works. And then, of course, level three is taking it to a whole new level and tapping into the infinite life force which powers you directly. No belief systems. In my teaching, you don't have to believe a darn thing that I say. You know, I give you tools and techniques, you use them, and you get the results. And now you know. So it's a path of knowledge, not a path of beliefs, okay? It's not theories and so on. And so that's the way that it actually works. And again, the phone number to dial in here is 563-999-3004. And there's not a whole lot that I can add to what you've just heard on these two chapters, basically. And but next week, we're going to go into the first chapter on the mind. Then, of course, the following week is on metabolism and exercise. The following week is on food, and the next week, chapter 6 is actually the second level of the mind, if you will, okay? And, you know, basically that's how it works. And so the whole idea, you know, is to get real about your weight, you know. You can, you know, play games with your own head if you want, but how's that working out so far? I mean, how many diets have you tried? And how many strenuous exercises have you done? You know, pumping iron, doing all those exercise machines, running, jogging, all that stuff. How's that working? See, here's why it doesn't work. Because all those hard exercises, listen up here, all those hard exercises like weightlifting and running and jogging burns predominantly sugar. You know, that's the reality. It burns mostly sugar. As a matter of fact, and I mentioned this in the future chapter, is that many years ago, I personally did a face-to-face survey with over 24 fitness centers. Actually, it was 26. And I always spoke to the owner or manager. And after assuring myself that they were a qualified fitness instructor, I always asked them the same exact question, word for word, and I quote, "When you went to school to become a qualified fitness instructor, did they teach you the difference between fat-burning exercise and sugar-burning exercise?" End of quote. And the most common reaction to that question was a blank stare. They were stunned. Not out of 26, not one single one of them had a clue what I was talking about. And fat burning and sugar burning is like two totally different animals. If you're doing sugar burning exercise, I mean, look, you can actually exercise like crazy. You go to the gym, you work your butt off for a week, you get on the scale after a week, and you've gained a pound and a half. What the heck's going on? Well, what's going on is you put on some muscle mass, and it has weight. Muscle weighs more than fat, actually, okay? So you put on muscle mass and put on weight, but the muscle mass you put on and the workouts you did not burn any fat. You see? The ultimate fat-burning exercise, like I said, is walking. There's not even a close second, okay? And listen, I've had, you know, again, I mentioned it in further chapters, is that I've had a couple of ladies way back when, in 1996, actually, when I perfected my system. And I had two ladies who were losing up to 10 pounds per week in a healthy way. No dieting, just following the system. But a disclaimer here, they did not do that from day one, okay? They were already, I think, 2 or 3 months into my program. So what they had done with their walking, they had already built a layer of fat-burning muscle mass. Their fat-burning was getting very efficient. And there was this one lady, she couldn't find the time to walk as much as she would have liked to. She was working 5 days a week and so on, and she had a family on top of that. And so she decided to walk to work instead of driving. And she gave herself plenty of time, and it took her a full hour to walk to work. Then she had to walk back home. So she was walking 2 hours per day, 5 days a week, and still doing some walking on the weekend. And after the first week, she lost 10 pounds. I mean, everybody in the class was freaked out, including myself. And then we didn't expect her to do it again. And she was not dieting. She was just following the program. And the next week she came back, she'd lost another 10 pounds. And there was one other lady. I mean, at that point, actually, everybody in the class and the other classes got really more serious about their walking program. But there was another lady who said, "Well, I don't work, but I can walk 2 hours a day." Now, because she didn't have to walk the 2 hours, she was not quite as consistent, but she was averaging 8 to 10 pounds per week by burning it off. Now, think about that, you know. And, of course, once you get to your ideal weight, you don't have to do that much walking, you know. But once you get, like I said, a disclaimer is that you cannot do that from the day one. You have to start walking, and the goal of walking is not to burn fat, actually. Surprise, surprise. The goal of walking is to build a fat-burning muscle mass over your whole body. And, of course, the more fat-burning muscle mass you have in your body, of course you're going to burn fat during your walk, but as a side effect. But more importantly, you're also going to burn more fat all day long, no matter what you're doing, as I explained earlier, you see. And so this is the way that it works. So, you know, without exercise, you can never achieve and maintain your ideal weight. You can't, because you can't get in enough nutrition. So in the future chapter, we talk more about nutrition and so on and so forth. And, you know, if you want to get fully nutrify your body, you have to take certain supplements and so on, and they're not expensive. But the problem is that 95%, maybe closer to 98 or 99% of supplements are total crap. You know, they're missing the essential nutrients. And they pretend that, you know, you can pick the best multivitamin and mineral formula that you can buy. And if you know what you're looking for, you'll realize that they're missing almost everything, although they pretend that it's a complete multivitamin, okay? But it's not, you see. Once you understand what your body needs, and we cover all that, and I'm going to leave that for future chapters. And so anyway, so that's the whole idea. Losing your weight, you have to make up your mind that, listen, I want to do this right once and for all. And the first goal is that you have to change your lifestyle, but you don't rush out and try to do it right away, is that you start to make it in that movie. And then in the next chapter, I'm going to show you how to start to get that movie, you know, how to get that, I call it your movie, your imagination and how it works. And most people do it the wrong way. And that's the problem too. You know, so many coaches, like probably a good 90-95% of coaches in the field of consciousness teach it the wrong way. And that's why it doesn't work. It doesn't work for 95% of people, you see. And, I mean, that is changing. There's a lot more coaches that are starting to understand how to do it the right way. It's not harder. Just a little tweak to what you're doing, you see. And that's the whole thing. It's the same reason that positive thinking does not work for 95% of people. How many times have you tried to stay positive about something? Hey, how's it working? Same thing with affirmations. Everybody, oh, affirmations, that's the key to your success. BS, you know. Again, 95% at least of all affirmations don't work, you see. And once you begin to understand, as we cover the chapters on the mind, you begin to understand what's going on. It's so simple. You know, like I said, I've taught this to kids, you know. And so it's not something that's very difficult. And so it's a matter of you deciding, I'm going to take charge of my life. I'm going to do what's right for my body. But rather than struggle to make some little changes in your life, you don't have to make any drastic change. A little change here, a little change there. But before you attempt to make that change on the physical level, you make the change in your subconscious mind first. Then it happens automatically, practically. So it's really, you know, a way of looking at it. And so that's the whole idea. You know, you can go to my resource page at 123slim.org, and there you've got links to my book and all kinds of other stuff and so on. And you can get onto my newsletter, my Slim Zine. And, you know, but the whole idea is that, you know, you have to decide that, hey, I'm done with dieting. You know, that's my first rule. No dieting ever. Because why would you want to go on a diet? Hey, you struggle to lose 20 pounds, and then you go off the diet because you can't take it anymore because you're starving yourself, and then you easily gain back 25 or 30, putting down like a yo-yo on the way up. They call it the dieting yo-yo, of course, you see. And, of course, you have to pay attention to diet and exercise, but not in the context of dieting and not in the context of strenuous exercises. If you're doing hard exercises and getting out of breath, you're burning sugar. Now, I'll give you another little secret here, okay, about exercise. You go out and do a good workout, good heavy-duty workout, whatever you've been taught, you go ahead and do it. And, yeah, I'm going to do a good workout today. And you go out and you do whatever you got to do for your exercise. And the next day, of course, if you had a really good workout, you're going to be sore, okay? Well, guess what? Here's your yardstick. Here's how you measure whether you were burning fat or burning sugar. If you are sore the next day, the exercise you did the day before was burning practically only sugar. Think about that, you know? All the times you've exercised and tried it, you know, and of course people give up, you know? You struggle, you work your butt off, and it doesn't work. So of course, why keep beating your head against a brick wall, right? So people give up. Because you've not been taught the right way to do it. Look, if the fitness experts don't know the difference, you know, talking about the fitness experts, when I was doing this survey, there was one fitness center, like all the centers that I checked out and interviewed was either privately held or they were a large company with fitness centers across Canada and U.S., right? And there was this one city that, close by where I live, about 45 minutes away from me, and this was the biggest place in town. It was privately owned. And I was sitting down with the owner, and we were sitting down at a table having a cup of coffee. They had a little canteen there, this old tea and coffee and energy drinks and stuff like that. And we were having a candid conversation about weight control whilst we were watching the people on the exercise machine, okay? And at one point, here's what he said to me, and I quote, you know, word for word. He said, you know, Herman, I know that what we're doing is not working. Think about that. He said, I know that what we're doing is not working. This is a fitness expert, okay? I know that what we're doing is not working, but I make $65 an hour as a fitness instructor. That's how I make my living. And you're telling me all they have to do is walk. Then they don't need me. Well, he was only partly right, because you still have to learn all the secrets of walking. And like I just gave you a brief look on the in the quick start there. And then next chapter is going to be on the mind, and the following one is going to be metabolism and exercise, and that's where I start to give you a whole bunch of the secrets of walking, okay? And so, like, there's basically two chapters on the mind, there's two chapters on exercise, and there's two chapters on food. And then, of course, we put it all together in the final chapter. So that's really what we're looking at, is that you have to say, okay, let's try something easy. Look, you've tried the hard stuff and it doesn't work. And if it does work, you lose a few pounds, you gain it all back anyway. So what the hell's the point, right? You know? So this is the whole idea, is look, you tried the hard stuff and ultimately it leads to failure. Temporary success is not what you want. You want permanent success. And so if the hard stuff does not work, why not try the easy stuff? Well, they won't teach you that, because, you see, it's like anything else. Whether you're talking about a personal development course or weight loss course or whatever, you see, the more complicated I can make it for you, the more money I can charge you. If it seems really complex and complicated, well, it must be worth a lot, right? Well, not really, but that's people's perception, you know. People, unfortunately, in our culture, people equate value with money, you know, and so the more money they charge you, if they make it really complicated and so on, all these personal development and mind development, and you take these courses and you spend thousands of dollars, when actually you don't need to spend that kind of money, not even close, you see. And the thing is that, you know, the simple secrets with me, you know, I'm not out to, become a billionaire or anything like that. Like, listen, my whole life, basically, since 1955, has been the human mind and consciousness. And I've been basically a life coach since 1972, half a century now, 50 years. And it's been the journey of my life and what I'm doing now. I'm 81, and I just want to share these secrets with people and reveal the truth and, you know, go from there. And, you know, once you've got the tools and the techniques from me that you need, you don't need to come anymore. I mean, a lot of people stick around because they realize this is a journey of personal development, and that journey is infinite, okay? It is infinite. Technically, it definitely is infinite. And so it's a matter of understanding it and a bit of practicing. And I say, look, you know, if you can invest, I say to people, if you really want to get your life together, you should make an investment of 10% of your income. No, 10% of your life for your life. Think about it. If you were to invest 10% of your life for your life doing the right things, okay, that'd be like 2.4 hours a day, you know, round that out, 2.5 hours. But even if you spend 1 hour per day, you'll get great results. You put a bit more, you'll get better results. So it's like the ladies who were walking, you know, 2 hours a day, right? But basically, an hour per day, if you spend half an hour walking and half an hour in meditation, that's what I call it, you know. I teach you how to access your subconscious mind, and it's a fun thing to do. The kids that I was teaching it, you know, oh, that's what I meant. I forgot to mention that. When the kids were what I was teaching the kids that allowed them to learn at 3 to 4 times the norm, when I said I've got level 1, level 2, and level 3, what level were the kids, what they learned? What level was that? Actually, that was kindergarten. It wasn't even level 1. Okay. And then the book is actually level 1. But I also teach the technique that I taught the kindergarten. I teach it in the future chapter here and go from there. And anyway, so there it is. I mean, it gives you a good idea what's going on. And next Wednesday, we're going to have the chapter on the first chapter on the mind. And this is so simple. Like I said, I taught this to kids, okay? There's nothing difficult about it. It's a fun thing to do. And there is a side effect of practicing these techniques, by the way. And the side effect is that you will automatically get rid of a lot of stress from your life. And everything works better without stress. And on that note, I don't think I can say much more today. I had scheduled it for 1 hour. We're almost there. And anyway, I think we're closed off. There's nobody asking questions. So we'll close it off for this evening. And I haven't even booked it, but I'll do it first thing in the morning. And tomorrow I'm going to have a show like this, and it's going to be on how to make money from home and the pros and cons and what to look out for, how not to get scammed and stuff like that. That's what we're going to be talking about. So if that's of any interest, and by the way, with my students who are, you know, taking my live coaching, basically I've got a paid apprenticeship program. We can actually, you know, actually make some serious money with me. I'm looking for people who want to, evolve their being and make some money easily while doing it. But anyway, that's another story. And so on that note, I'm going to say good night and au revoir.